Rabbeinu, shalom. Okay, as we said, we're going to have three shiurim today. 11 to 12, 1 to 2, and 2 to 2:30, roughly. Okay, the first shiur is about mitzvah sukkah v'yiridus geshamim. So, it says like this. Kolch in the Mishnah of Chesam Beis. Kol shiva sayomim adam osa sukkosu keva. All the 7 days, the sukkah is keva, and his house is arai. So then the Mishnah says, "Yardu geshamim, meimasai mutar lifnos." Because when it starts to rain, from which point are you allowed to leave the sukkah? So the Mishnah says, "Mishetisra hamakve," when the makveh is a type of dish, like a porridge or something like that. So if it's going to be so wet that the porridge is going to be destroyed, so then you could leave the sukkah. And then the Mishnah continues, Mashal, 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 Ma, Vadoma, Le'evid, Shabal, Limzog, Kos, Le'rabo. That this is comparable to an Eved who is about to pour a cup of wine for his Rebbe, v'shafach lo kiton al panav. And we'll see, it's a discussion in the Gemara, but the Pashup Shara means that what does it mean? In other words, they used to have very strong wine. So he was about to pour the water into the wine to dilute the wine for his Rebbe, and the Rebbe wouldn't let him do it. He pushes the water away, and so the water falls on the ground and it doesn't go into diluting the wine. So same thing when we are trying to sit in the sukkah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu causes it rain, it's as if we're trying to pour the water in God's cup of wine and he's shunning us away. And we'll have to understand what that means. So look in the Chavtes Amud Aleph. Yarduk Shomim Tanim Mishatisra Hamakva Shal Grisin. Rashi Makva Shal Grisin Maheris Lakalkel Bikshomim Maat. Whereas the Chiddush is that it's Grisin apparently get ruined, you know, with a little bit of water. Because the Chor, it's a little bit strange. I mean, I would think that if it's raining, I'm eating my Cheerios in the sukkah, so I think my Cheerios won't get spoiled so quickly. In other words, even though I'll be very uncomfortable, I think my Cheerios will be okay. There'll be much more amount of rain to disturbed by Cheerios than it will to disturb me. In other words, I'm much more mufunach than my Cheerios are. You understand? So from the perspective of the Cheerios, so it's a strange thing, because I would have thought l'chora it should be toloi. If I was writing the Mishnah, I would have said, when can you leave the sukkah? When you're uncomfortable because of the rain. Not that, what's the shear that it ruins your food? Look how ruining the food is excess rain. You shouldn't need so much rain. You should need less rain to potter you from the sukkah. But what's the shear of Mishatisra Hamakva? You know, you hear the kasha. In other words, that shouldn't be the litmus test of when I could leave the sukkah. The litmus test of when I could leave the sukkah should be if I'm no longer feeling comfortable, which l'chora, I don't know, for me, I don't know about you, I mean, once it starts dripping on me, so I'm not so comfortable, you know? Right? So why is that the shear? You hear that? Yeah. Adam?
But that's assuming that that's the shear. That's not the shear.
Right, but we know there's a din of mitzayir potter min hasukkah, right? So
l'chora, that should apply. Tsar means if it's too hot, it's too cold, and also means it means if it's raining.
Is that also Mishnah?
I mean, it's a din. Amar Abayim Tsar Patum Menasukah. It's a din in Gemara. Tsar is Patum Menasukah. So if the din is with Tsar is Patum Menasukah, so that should be the Shia, not should be Tishak Tisra Hamak. You hear the kasha. This is bothering me for many years, this kasha. I mean, maybe it's potentially wrong. Yes.
The whole point of something is probably big parts of this. The life is ruined, so then
right,
you can't have.
Right, but I'm saying that it shouldn't require so. It shouldn't require so much to. Simchas Yontif is even without achila, right? Simchas Yontif is a. If you're uncomfortable, it's hard to say you're having Simchas Yontif, even though it didn't reach the stage that's going to ruin my food. Right. Okay. I guess you want to say maybe that's where people. That's the way people were. They used to rough it more than we are today. Maybe that's the push trap. You know, we're Americans. We don't know how to rough it so much, you know. But those days, they knew how to rough it. So maybe the Mishnah is saying, until your food gets ruined, you're really not going to be mitzdaya. Yeah.
Is this
talking
about the first night or
every? This is talking about any time. This is talking about any time. Anytime throughout the holiday. Yeah. Your name is?
Aaron.
Frager, right.
I think that they had no choice but to say that singing in sukkah, the business of singing in sukkah is, and when it's raining, is in the dechir, when it's raining, is a function of something else, because otherwise, maybe one person who lives in Seattle and is used to sitting in the rain, like 24/7,
so maybe it should be subjective. You're saying it's not right for it to be subjective. You're saying
right, because otherwise you have someone thinking about someone else thinking about. So I mean, well,
right. So maybe that the concept of Mitzvah Potter, maybe that means that. Maybe some people could. In other words, it's Mitzvah Potter. I would think. Should be subjective. And for me, I'm mitzdayer, so I'm potter. For you, you're not mitzdayer. You're saying you normally in halacha we have a concept nasat advechal shiurim. We don't like to make things subjective. We like to make things, you know, objective. Okay, I hear. There's a fascinating run on this halacha who deals with the question. Yeah, Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, page 2.
You say from the Gemara, though, that it is subjective, no?
Because?
He said that even though it wasn't raining, he was bothered by the by strong winds, right?
Right.
And the chips falling, so he felt it was enough to leave. Wouldn't that be proof enough that maybe the din is based?
Well, let's just say everyone would have left for that. Let's see the Ran. Masnisin calls Ainyon the Moses Sukosu Keva. He was called Kirosobo. May was a mutulivos, me men of labor. Vishitisra Hamakfa. Machal lo dakvalo avakarai makfa. In other words, it's a machal that's not so thin, because if it's very thin, it'll get spoiled even a little bit. And it's not so thick, it's somewhere in between. And nearly been the Nokaki I Gavna. Davka shehiske lechol who de einam mutu lifnos elam shetisra hamakva. They shall yurek and bevite besukos of yotze. אבל לא הסכיל להכניס בו כל שמצטער מחמס קשום עם פוטר. He says that in a Hanami, he has a Chiddush. I don't think we necessarily paskin like this Chiddush, but it's just interesting how the Ran deals with this question. He says, say you didn't start your meal yet, and you're still in your house, and it's drizzling a little bit, but it's not the amount of drizzle that would cause the makfa to be ruined. So says the Ran, you don't have to go in the sukkah. You know, because you mitzdayer, so you potter. So what's this new shir of Tishrach HaMakfa? Because we're more makpid that when a person is in the sukkah already, to remove him from the sukkah, we want something more substantial. Meaning, because if it's not substantial, it looks like he's being mevazeh. Mevai means literally to kick. He looks like he's mevazeh his sukkah. Looks like he's mevazeh his sukkah. So therefore, one second. So therefore, he says that the din of Tishrach HaMakfa is a special din, that while you're in the sukkah, it shouldn't look like you're being mevazeh the sukkah. So therefore, we say only if it's a lot of rain. But if you're not in the sukkah yet, then you don't need. You don't say the shir is Tishrach HaMakfa. You say even a little bit of rain exempts you from the sukkah. Well, when you're in the house, so it's not nikkur that you're mevazeh the sukkah. Mevazeh the sukkah, when you come out and you leave the sukkah, that's... Okay. This is a chiddush, this Ran. Pashtus is this Ran is not quoted l'halacha. And Pashtus is, we assume it's the same shir of Moshe Tisrach HaMakfa. And so the question is, so what is that shir? We don't really know what that shir is. Right. Right. So the Mariel makes a famous comment on page 5, on the first arrow. V'mierdu k'shomim b'shayim mechag k'lolohu sheyidmalov Sukkah kibesa. Dim kshamim ki ha yerdo alav beveso b'makom achiloso mitoso az yokum yifne l'makom ache. Avkan yokum yachiloso mitoso. Whereas the way you judge it is if you would eat in your dining room or your kitchen and there's a leak in the ceiling, would you still sit there and eat your meal? So the amount of precipitation that would cause you to leave your that place in your house where there's a leak, that's the amount that you should leave the sukkah. Now again, it still doesn't explain exactly how it translates into Tishrach HaMakfa, because to me Tishrach HaMakfa, to me, much less rain would cause me to leave that place than even much less than it would cause to have a Tishrach HaMakfa. It would mean much more to Tishrach HaMakfa. So unless you say people were different, or unless you say like the Ran. This Mariel, by the way, is quoted in the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah in Shulchan Aruch. Take a look on page 17. Yarduk Shamim Rizin Nichnas Latok Beso. Maybe say Mutter Lifnos Mishiardu Tok Sugar Tiposhim Yiplu Tok Tavshal Yposel, a filu Tavshal shall pull. Haga, Vafilu ain't Tavshal Lafonov. Umisha ain't a Bucky Bezahashir. Like, we're not Bucky necessarily in what is the amount that's going to spoil the porridge. Yishar im Yerdu Kolkach Gishamim Labayis. In other words, if had you had a comparable amount of rain in your house, you would go into the house. So that should be you would leave that part of the house. That should be the shear. Okay. Now, there is a halacha in the Gemara. On page 1, Chof Tes Amr Aleph. Yeah. So look in the middle of the page, on Chof Tes Amr Aleph, page 1. The first word on the line is Hamakfe, like a quarter of the way down. Tana Rabbanan, Haya Ochel Basuk of Yarduk Shomim. So it would say you were eating a meal in your sukkah and it started raining. The Yarad. Yard means you went down, meaning you left the sukkah, you went into your house. I guess it could be those days they had a lot of the times the sukkahs on the roofs. So yarad means you went down, back into your house. Ein matrichim asolalo sachigbor sudoso. Means what happens if you were eating a meal and it started raining, and then you came in, and then it stopped raining. So the halacha is you're not mechuyev to go back in the sukkah. Because, you'd say it stopped raining, so you should go back in right away. No, we're not matriach you to go back in. In other words, you can finish your meal in the house. So that's an important halacha to know. Now, l'chora, if you want to do it, and the sukkah is dry, like you have a shlach on the sukkah, so it's dry, so... L'chora, we're going to see certain things if you volunteer to do when you're putter, you're considered a fool, and certain things not. So L'chora, this is just a din ein matrichim or so. But L'chora, if you want to do it, L'chora, you could do it. But you're not mechuyev. You're not mechuyev. And hayayoshin tachas ha-sukkah, if you were sleeping in the sukkah and it started raining, v'yorad, so ein matrichin also lalo sacheyor. In other words, we don't make you. In other words, you could sleep through the night. You don't have to go back as soon as it stopped raining. Once it rained and you came in the house, ein matrichim also. Well, so the Ritva makes an interesting comment on page 3. The Ritva says, Tan Rabbanan Yolcha b'suk of Yodik Shom Yorah ein matrichim also lalos. Uminosh im lo haya ochel adayin. What's the din if a person didn't start the meal yet? But he sees the clouds. He sees that in 5 minutes it's gonna pour. Or 10 minutes it's gonna pour. So is there halacha so you gotta start your meal and then go in? That's the pashtus. That if it's not raining yet, so start your meal and when it rains, go in. So the Ritva says no. He says, Madoch, if we know, if when it mamish rains and you started your meal, so we're not matriach you, so also, if you know it's going to rain, this is a bigger chiddush. If you know it's going to rain, we're not matriach you to go into the sukkah. Now, that doesn't mean if you know it's going to rain like an hour later. It means, he says, Uminosh im lo haya ochel adayin. If he didn't eat yet, v'rog g'shamim boin v'shamayim miskadrim ba'ovin. That is, he sees that it's about to rain, the clouds are getting very heavy. She'ochel chus l'sukkah v'ein matrichim solalos ad she'igmor kol sudoso. And he could eat the whole meal in the house. Because, in other words, you don't require him to go in and come out. Which is interesting because he says just like that. Now, this din is not in the poskim so much, so it's not so pasha we paskin like this din. of the Ritva. But it's an interesting thing to think about. Yeah.
Could you make a leishiv?
Right, that's a good question. Could you make a leishiv? In other words, even if we want to follow against the Ritva, it's not so poshut you can make a leishiv basuka. In other words, you want to make a leishiv basuka, you know, before it rains, it's not so poshut that's because it could be meager than yipater. Oh, okay. So far we haven't discussed the first and second night. We're talking about in general. Oh, now let me tell you another important thing. That on page 8, Adam? Right. I guess since it looked like it was going to rain, you know, you could tell, you know. I mean, Avad, it could happen that it looks like it's going to happen, and you know, when you really, you know what I mean. Now, you have to realize another thing, that what the Makor Chaim points out. This is on page 8. This Makor Chaim is not the Makor Chaim of the Nesivos. That's a sefer that he wrote on Hilchos Pesach. But the Makor Chaim, I'm sure you saw it at this farm sale, was written by the Chavos Yair, Rav Yair Bachrach. And he wrote a perish on the Shulchan Aruch. So he writes an important point. He says in the second arrow, Gam Pasach Hageshem V'Hatipim Natsum Potter. First of all, he points out that even if it's not raining, but if it's dripping, say you don't have a shlok, and after it rains, it still drips, that's also potter. That's also, say, if you want to eat lunch, you didn't start lunch yet. You want to eat lunch, and then your sukkah is dripping. So you potter also. You don't need that it actually be raining now. Because the dripping alone is... So it's preferable if you could have a shlok to cover it up while it's raining. So this way, when it stops raining, it'll be dry. That's great. But if you don't, you know. Belly?
Can you be Yotzei the Mitzvah the first night like that? Like, let's say it was
raining right up until... Okay, wait with the first night. We didn't start talking about the first night yet. But then he makes another comment. V'chol inyan einu tzorach l'hamtin l'achez man sudoso. So this is another important point. Say, dinner time... in your house during the week. Now, I'm not talking about the first day, Yontif, second day. 8 o'clock is dinner time. 7 o'clock is dinner time. And it's raining. So there's no chiyuv to wait. Let's wait an hour. No. This is your dinner time. You eat. So if it's raining now, you eat in the house. You're not mechuyev to change your eating schedule. You're not mechuyev to change your eating schedule. That's what the Chavos and the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim writes a similar thing on page 10 in the Eshel Avram. Chayavim Malayel Shagia Eis Achilu Kefi Mashu Rogel Oroiv Ain't Tzarich Lahamtin Al Siyas Asukei Meinlo. Let's say you don't have a sukkah and it's eating time, so you can eat. Kishe Yargu Shamim. If it's raining, the Pri Begadim says the same thing as the Makor Chaim. That if it's raining, you're not mechuyev to change the time of your meal. Again, we're not talking yet about the first and second night. Okay. So that's the general rule. So what did we learn here? We learned that the Mishnah says Tisrach HaMakfa. We saw the Chiddush of the Ran, that Tisrach HaMakfa is only when you're in the Suda, in the Sukkah. But if you didn't even make it into the Sukkah yet, then you need much less to exempt you. We saw the Gemara has a distinction that if you were eating and then it rained and you went in your house and it stopped raining, you're not mechuyev to go back in. And we saw the same thing about sleeping. You're not mechuyev to go back into the Sukkah. And then we saw the Ritva's Chiddush that makes a Kal V'Chomer that if you know that it's going to rain as well, you can't, if you know it's going to rain as well, then you don't have to go out in the first place.
Cold
is the same thing. Depends how cold it is. Right. Right. Yeah. I can't hear you. Yeah, the prima gadim is halacha. Yeah.
In the case of the rain, also no leisha.
Right. Okay. Now, let's talk about a little bit about the first night. So, page 11, we have the famous Gemara in Sukkah on Chav Zayin Amar Alf. And the Gemara says, first word on the line in the middle of the page is Nami. First of all, Nami. Nami. See that word Nami is the first word on the line? Amar Rabbi Yochanan Meshum Meshum Ben Yotzadok Nemar Kan Chamish Osar V'Nemar Chamish Osar B'Chag HaMatzos. Right, Sukkot is the 15th of the month and Pesach is the 15th of the month. Mal Lahalon Laila HaRishon Chovo Mikan Ve'Elech Meshus Afkan Laila HaRishon Chovo Mikan Ve'Elech Meshus. That just like by Matzah, it's only the first night you're mechuyev to eat the matzah, or the first two nights in Chutz La'aretz. The rest, you don't have to eat matzah. The same thing by Sukkah. It's only the first night, or the first two nights in Chutz La'aretz, you have to eat in the Sukkah, and the rest not. So the question that the Rishonim are bothered... the question that the Rishonim are bothered with is... is what? Is, why do you need this, why do you need this Gzeira Shava for? Why do you need this Gzeira Shava? Lachara, once, we know there's a mitzvah to eat Suda Shabbos, Suda Siyantif. So, don't, so, in other words, so since it's a chiv to eat Sudas Yontif, so then of course you have to eat in the Sukkah. Why do you need, in other words, during Chol HaMoed, I don't have to eat a Suda, so I could eat it outside of the Sukkah, because it's not a Suda. But on Yontif, you have to eat a Suda. So since on Yontif, you have to eat a Suda, so the question is, so why do we need to learn it out from Pesach? Just say, you have to eat in the Sukkah the first night because you have to eat a Suda. So since you have to eat a Suda, you're going to have to eat it in the Sukkah. Why do you have to tell me that the reason why you have to eat a Sukkah in the Sukkah the first night is because I learn out a Gzeirah Shavah, Tezvav, Tezvav from Chag HaSukkos? Just say, the reason why I have to eat in the Sukkah the first night is because it's Yontif, and Yontif have to eat a Suda, so Mela has to be in the Sukkah. Hear the kasha. What do I need the Gzeirah Shavah for? What do I gain from the Gzeirah Shavah? But there's no Din Sudas in the rest. Right. So this kasha. Yeah. Well, so we'll see. Maybe. One second. So, the Ran asked this question amongst other Rishonim on page 12. And he gives three terutz. Look on the fourth wide line in the Ran. Demashachidesh HaKosuf. Demashachidesh HaKosuf Bilel Yontov HaRishon Shal Pesach made the cost of be'er tochul matzos hainul chayva b'din matzah ruya. Dilu b'din yontav yotzei b'chol shehu pas filu matzah shira. Yontav rishon shel sukkah is gemri nami nuchayv lechol shir shechayv lechol b'sukkah. Dilu min yontav sagalei lechol kebeitz aroi chutz l'sukkah. So he says like what the Mara Rav said, that midin sudas yontav, well, you could eat a suda that's aroi. Was not every suda do you have to eat in the sukkah? It has to be achilas keva. If you eat a kezayis of bread, or even a kebetza of bread, you can eat it chutz l'sukkah. The only time you have to eat in the sukkah is if it's more than a kebetza. So that's the chiddush. The chiddush is that al sudas yontif, you could have eaten the sudas yontif outside the sukkah. You could have eaten the sudas yontif outside the sukkah. Right? So since you could have eaten the sudas yontif outside the sukkah, so then I don't know that you necessarily have to eat in the sukkah. The chiddush is that we learn out from matzah that you have to eat in the sukkah. So if you have to eat in the sukkah, that means it's not enough to just eat a kezayis or kebetza. You have to eat yosemi kebetza. And that's what l'chatchilo you're supposed to do. That on the first night and the second night of sukkahs, you're supposed to have a nice big slice of challah. And you should a shear of more than a kebetza. As we say from Aron Kotler, that a kebetza is the middle slice of the rye bread. So you should eat more than the equivalent of the middle slice of the rye without talking. And then you fulfill the obligation of eating yosemi kebetza in the sukkah the first night. And that's the chiddush of why you need the gzeirah shava. Because if it wouldn't have been for the gzeirah shava, we would have said, al sudas yontif, eat a kezayis, eat a kebetza, and you can eat it outside the sukkah. But al this chiyav, you have to eat the amount that's mechayiv you in the sukkah. And the amount that's mechayiv you in sukkah is yosemi kebetza. Which is interesting, because on matzah, you only have to eat a kezayis mikir adin. So we're learning out from matzah to sukkah, that matzah you only have to eat a kezayis, but that's the chiyuv. From that, we're learning out that you have to sit in the sukkah the first night, which is going to be more than a kezayis. It's going to be a yosemi kebetza. Because the word is kishen that yichayev in achilas matzah, yichayev in yeshiva sukkah. So even though it comes out that it's a different shear, because matzah is a kezayis and yeshiva sukkah is yosemi kebetza, but each one in its proper shear. That's the first terence. El sheyesh omrim kach, but some disagree and say no. There's no requirement for the first night to eat such a big slice of challah yosemi kebetza. Yesh omrim kach, the kevan the gamrina michag hamatzos legame gamrina mimei mahasam bekezayis avhacha bekezayis. No. He says it's not true. All you have to eat the first night of Sukkot or the second night of Sukkot is only a kezayis of bread. And by the way, Rabbo said, that's how we paskin in Shulchan Aruch. Only a kezayis you have to eat. It's just the Mishnah Berurah writes that since we have so much bread today, why not be choshesh for the first opinion in the Ran and eat the yosemi kebetza? Because yosemi kebetza is a shear of achilas keva, and the sukkah needs achilas keva. Even though it's strange, how can you say that's the shear? It's kezayis. A kezayis meikar din, you can eat chutz l'sukkah. So how can you say that's the amount? So that's the chiddush of the tezvav that kezayis is enough. That on the first night you have a chiyav achila, just like you have a chiyav erev tochlu matzos of a kezayis matzah. The first night you have a chiyav of kezayis bread. So far, and that's the chiddush. The chiddush is that since you mechuyev to do it, that's called a kviyas. Kevin shakosuv kavol chova lochem sukha asol achilas keva. That's considered an achilas keva, even though normally a kezayis is not achilas keva. But since you mechuyev to eat the kezayis, that's called an achilas keva. So it comes out, so far the Tosus has, the Ran has two terutzim. Again, the Ran's kasha was, why do you need the gzeira shava tesvav tesvav? Why don't you just say you have to eat in the sukkah, since it's a mitzvah to have simcha sudas yontif, so mainly you have to eat in the sukkah. So the first terutz says, no, al sudas yontif, you can eat at chutzal sukkah, because you only eat a kibetzah or less. The chiddush is, here you have to eat a yosim kibetzah in the sukkah. The second terutz says, no, that the gzeira shava is to teach me that even though normally kazayis, I can eat chutzal sukkah, the first night I have to eat a kazayis, and that kazayis has to be in the sukkah. Even though kazayis is normally achilas harai. But the answer is that since the kazayis is now a chova to eat the kazayis, it becomes kever. That's the second test. What's the third answer? Hacherim omrim, the third answer of the Ran is, tahachi gamir li yod rishon shachag michag matzos, lo ma shafilu yerdu gshom im chayv lechol besukkah. Avagav de mifter ba b'shar yomi. And the second answer is that the chiddush of the, that is an absolute chiyuv, meaning even tesvav means you have to eat kazayis. So what's the chiddush? The chiddush is even if it's raining, that's the chiddush. There's an absolute chiyuv, and you're not going to be exempt with the rain. So this third day in the Ran is the source of some poskim's opinion. Now, of that the first night or the first two nights, there's no exemption of rain. There's no exemption of rain. That doesn't mean you have to eat your whole meal in the sukkah. All it means is that you have to eat a kazayis in the sukkah when it's raining. Right? So that's the third opinion. Now, the Rashba disagrees. The Rashba and the Tshuva disagrees. Someone asked the Rashba on page 13, what's the din? Sha'alt alel rishon shal sukkah siyarduk shomim. Do we say that Yechayev or not? So the Rashba writes, nearly advarim shein hamitztayv asher yardu alav sham chayavim asher kedei shizir hamakfa teishu kein tadir ulolo mechiv etor lechol besukah el kederach shosah adam veisot. There's a din of teishu kein tadir di misa loav shad loim rochim gmar vad yalfinu tesvav tesvav lamayim sheichayev al kol parim lechol besukah lai rishon vil mahu tzar. He says that's ridiculous. To say that tesvav is mechayev you even if it's raining, that's not true. In other words, he says the third day in the Ran is wrong. Because it's not keshu kein taduru. You have to sit in your sukkah the way you sit in your house. That's not the way you sit in your house. You're mitzdaya. Elvada, you're not chayev. We'll see mitzdaya. And he says, Lo shamanu shechilku b'lalu shal shayi yom v'leis. We never find anywhere in the Gemara that the Gemara says that mitzdayer doesn't apply to the first night. It's only this chiddush of the third day in the Ran that says mitzdayer applies to the, that there's no tour of mitzdayer the first night. Oh, yeah. What? The Zera Shav is telling us it's an absolute chiv. In other words, Teshu Kein Taduru is whenever during the whole Yontif of Sukkot is Teshu Kein Taduru. But the first night, there's a separate chiyuv of mitzvah zachila b'sukkah. And therefore, that mitzvah doesn't have a p'tur of Teshu Kein Taduru. Which is it's a big chiddush. It's a big chiddush. So how do we paskin? So the Shulchan Aruch says so first on page 17 he quotes the din the Mechaber of Yarduk Shamim Reza Nichnas Satok Beiso etc. And he just tells you the Yardim Shamim Potter. The Ramah he says, the Ramah writes on the first line on page 19. The last two words on the first line on page 19. The Rambam writes, "B'chol ze dachke b'shay yomim olaylos of sukkos, ava layla harishona sarich lechol kezayis b'sukka af im k'shamim yortim. Kikadish b'sukka k'day sheyomar zman ala sukka." And you should make kiddush in the sukkah, so you could say shechiyanu on the sukkah. Because when you're going to say shechiyanu the first night, so you're saying it on the yontif, but it'll also go on the asiyas sukkah. So for the, what? Only for bnei Ashkenaz, right? It doesn't matter if there's a monsoon. As long as your sukkah has not fallen down, you have to go in the sukkah even if it's a rainstorm. Even if it's pouring buckets. What do you call it? Cats and dogs. You gotta get in there. But all you have to do, you don't have to eat the whole meal. You make kiddush and you eat a kezayis of bread and then you go in. Are you mechuyev to wait till it stops or not? The first night. So some folks can discuss that maybe you should have to wait. Okay, let's take a look in the Bikur Yaakov on page 6, because that's the most important sefer. So he quotes Poskim that say, "Le'inyanim tzarich lahamtin la yivsuko gshamim kosev adaki Moshe b'shem Maril kosev shiordim shom b'layli achas udoso ad chatzos." You should wait until chatzos. Yeah. So the question is, what do you accomplish by waiting until chatzos? So that's what the Bikur Yaakov says on page 7. So he says you don't have to wait. Nearly, second line on page 7. Sha'afta b'layla rishona gam etzdar chayiv b'sukkah. Even if you're going to say like the third day in the Ran, that the Laila Rishonim, it stars Chayev, Mikol mokam ein tzarach lahamtin al psikas kegeshamim shum mitzdar shrei hatam de mitzdar chayv besukah lail rishon hu mishum degam biyerdu geshamim chayv. Because if mitzdar is chayev, so then you yotze right away. Mitzdar is potter, so then you don't have to wait because that's going to be mitzdar you. So he says, in other words, he doesn't believe the poskim that say you have to wait 2 hours, wait 3 hours, wait till chatzos. He says it doesn't make sense because b'manavshach. If the first night mitzdar is chayev, and that's why there's no ptur of geshem, so memela, that's why. So then do it right away, and if mitzdar is potter, so again, what do you gain by waiting? Because by waiting, you're causing tsar, another kind of tsar of starvation. So manavshach. If mitzdar is chayev, so just go into the sukkah now and do it. If mitzdar is potter, so then you're not mechuyev to wait, because then if you wait, you'll be mitzdar. So therefore, he paskins, you don't have to wait. You don't have to wait. Right away, you could. Right away, you could go in and make Kiddush. But then, if it stops raining, then you should eat another kezias in the sukkah. No, it's not against the Gemara. Because that Gemara is talking about the rest of the holiday. The first night, in other words, the first night, according to many Rishonim, there is a ptur of mitzdayr. So what you did beforehand, according to the Mechaber, the other Rishonim, is shtuyot. Right? So therefore, you didn't get the key of mitzvah of tesvav. So clearly, in other words, so what you do is, okay, if you think it's going to stop, you want to wait a little bit, you can wait a little bit. But basically, what you should, if it's raining the first night, you could go in the sukkah right away, make kiddush, eat a kezias, and go in the house. And then if it stops, even though normally we say it stops, you don't have to eat anything in the sukkah anymore, but the first night you have to, because the first night it could be that what you did originally was bogus, because maybe there's a ptur mitzdar the first night. It's only according to the third day in the Ran there's no ptur mitzdar. But according to the Rashba, there is a ptur mitzdar. So maybe what you did was nothing. So therefore you didn't get your key mitzvah, tesvav, of achila, besukkah, b'layla, rishona.
So the Gemara,
right. Yeah, I mean, you don't necessarily have to stop your meal. After your meal, you can go into the sukkah also.
Well,
right?
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, Yoni?
Do you bench and then go back and then maybe we'll see again?
No, you don't have to. Now, the Trumas Hadeshin makes a point. I'll take your questions in a second. I just want to finish what I want to say. And then the Trumas Hadeshin makes a point. He says that there could be a difference between the second night and the first night. He says, why do we do that the first night? Go right in the sukkah right away. Why don't we make kiddush in the house, eat in the house, and then eat later in the sukkah? So, memela, if it's raining, so you'll still eat, and if it's not, why do you go right away? Because the first night we make shachiyanu. And we're making shachiyanu the first night, we want the shachiyanu to also go on the sukkah. So that's why we go right away in the sukkah the first night. In other words, you want to wait a little bit. The Kor Yaakov says you don't even have to wait a little bit. Go right away. The second night, we're not making the shachiyanu on the sukkah anyway. even though we're making a Shechiyanu, but the sukkah doesn't need a Shechiyanu. So Memela, the second night, you could start, you can, if it's raining the second night, then you make Kiddush in your house. And you eat the meal in your house, and then later on you go out in the sukkah and you eat even if it's still raining. So that's what he writes on page 16. He says, 15 in the bottom, he says, Venera, Nami, Dafilum, Bono, Lahachmir, Lechel, Kazais, Besukha, Ki Hagavna, Velel, Shane, Yasa, Kiddush, Bebesu, Yochel, Kotzachem, Shub, Yochel, Kazais, Besukha. But Yontav Rishon, bottom line, Lav Shapri, Dod, Mikuli, Hai, Lamebod. Because if you're going to do it the first night, if you're going to make Kiddush in your home the first night, then you're going to make a Shechiyanu by the Kiddush, then you could be, you might have to make another Shechiyanu when you get into the Sukkah, and we don't want you to do that. So we don't want you to have a Shiloh that you might have to make two Shechiyanus, so therefore we, or on the Mitzvah Sukkah, whatever, so therefore we want you to make Shechiyanu in the Sukkah. Because and the Shechiyanu will go on the mitzvah of Sukkah, it'll go on the Yontif and the mitzvah of Achila B'Sukkah. The second night, you don't need a Shechiyanu on the Achila Sukkah, you just need a Shechiyanu on the Yontif. So that Shechiyanu, so you can make at home. So the second night, you make Kiddush at home if it's raining. You don't go in, and then later on, after you finish your meal, if it stops, fine, and if it's still raining, you still have to eat the Kazayis in the Sukkah. So the first night, again, the first night if it's raining, you go in the sukkah right away and you make Kiddush. So this way the Shechiyanu is going on both. On the mitzvahs of Yontif, on Yontif and on the mitzvah of Yeshiva B'Sukkah. The second night, you go where? You start in your house. Because there's no problem, that there's no, the second night the Shechiyanu is only on the Yom. It's not on the mitzvah of Sukkah, because you may have made it the first night. So that's what the Truma Siddesh says, and that's how we follow. Why? Why not? So the Ramah says you have to eat the first night or the first two nights in the sukkah.
Right.
Question is, so should you do it right away or wait till later? So Luchara, you can always wait till later. The only reason why we want you to do it right away the first night is because if you're going to make Kiddush in the house the first night, then when you go later into the sukkah, you might have to make another Shechiyanu, and we don't want you to be marbe bebrachos. The second night, when you make a Shechiyanu, you're not going to have to make another Shechiyanu on the Sukkah. Because you already made it the first night. You only have to make another Shechiyanu on the Yom, but not on the Sukkah. So, Bemela, the second night, you can just go ahead and start the meal, make Kiddush in the house. Give me a second and I'll answer your question. The famous Yerushalmi on page 21 says, Tani Chizkiah, kol mishu potter min hadover v'oseyu nikra hedyot. That anyone who's potter from something and he does it, he's called a hedyot, a simpleton, more like a fool. So that's quoted in the poskim, why if a person wants to eat in the sukkah while it's raining, he's called a hedyot. And that's what the Marivayel writes on page 22. Mitztar Potter, he says, Nikra Chedyot, and then he quotes the Ksiv, Drachea Darche Noam. Yossi Sipsner in his Chassan Stish spoke about the concept of Drachea Darche Noam. that since the Torah is drachei adachei noam, that's what the Gemara says in Sukkah. How do you know it's a lulav? Maybe it's this other thing that's very thorny. So the Gemara says it can't be, because the Torah is drachei adachei noam. It's pleasant ways, and the Torah would never tell you to take a thorny thing to prick your. So it must be it's not that thing. So the same thing, the Torah drachei adachei noam. So therefore, that's why mitzvah is part of Sukkah. And therefore, if you do it, you're nikra hedyot. Except for the first night, according to the Rambo. And that's what the Yosef Ometz writes on page 23. He says, Kol hecha d'shari lechol chutz l'sukkah hu be'enai chasidus shal shtus. That if you want to eat while it's raining the sukkah, it's chasidus shal shtus. Yitzel achmer atzim lechol. Oh, so the question, and the Ritva writes, you see, if a woman wants to take lulav, so why don't you say kol apotter v'dover v'naseh nikra hedyot if a woman wants to take lulav? She's potter. The answer is, because since lulav is a mitzvah for men, so women can. But when it's raining, it's never a mitzvah for anybody. So therefore, that's what the Ritva explains. If it's a mitzvah for some people, like lulav is a mitzvah for men, not a mitzvah for women, and the women want to do it, they can do it. That's not called nikra hedyot. That's what the Ritva writes.
That's why the Machado.
According to the Mechaber, if it's raining the first night, according to the Mechaber, you always stay home. You never go back. You never come into the sukkah. You never go into the sukkah if it's raining, even the first night, even the second night.
So is this the
Mechaber? No, the Mechaber of the Mechaber is he passes like the Chumash HaRashba that says that the Patur Mitzar is the first night. You look in the Gra, the Gra has another thing. He claims that's what the Rashba is saying, but even though the Rashba really doesn't say it, and people like to quote this Gra. Zolti likes, I don't know, but people like this, and what does the Gra say? The Gra says, It says, "Kshiyardim shamim ein shem sukkah alof." So he's quoting that from the Rashba. The Rashba really doesn't say that. The Rashba just says, "I mean, people want to say alumdus. There's a rubber shovel like this. And mitzayer, it's still a sukkah, but you mitzayer. It's too hot, too cold. But when it's raining, it's not a shem sukkah b'chlal." But the Rashba really doesn't say that. The Rashba, if you look at the Rashba inside, the Rashba just says that there's no patur mitzayer. There is a patur mitzayer rather even on the first night. Hold on a second. So that's what the Ritva writes. And if it's not a mitzvah for anybody, in other words, it's never a mitzvah when it's raining for anybody. So if it's never a mitzvah when it's raining for everybody, so then we say if you do it, you're a fool. But lulav say is a mitzvah for a bed, so we don't want to know what they can do. Oh. So the kashrut lover on page 26 wants to say that it's apparently certain chassidim have a minhag that even if it rains, they eat in the sukkah. So the question is, where does that come from? So there's a lot of discussion of where it comes from. So the kashrut lover wants to say like this. I'm not going to read it inside that, but you look on page 26. I'll say it outside. You can read it later because we're running. The kashrut lover says like this. The kashrut lover on page 26 wants to explain the minhag chassidim that the chassidim eat the sukkah even if it's raining. Ah, what about the Yerushalmi nikra hedyot? It says like this. The first night, according to Rav Law, you can eat the sukkah. Right? When it's raining. That's Rav Law. Right? Now, just like the Vilna Gaon says by Matzah, that the first night is a chiyuv, but there's a mitzvah of replicating the first night throughout the whole holiday. So just like
There might be a mitzvah by matzah to replicate it the whole holiday. There could be a mitzvah to replicate the chiyuv of the first night the whole holiday. No chiyuv, but there could be a mitzvah just like the Torah says by matzah. So since by what? The first night you can eat when it's raining, so then you have a rishus to eat when it's raining the whole, which you replicate in the first night, just like there's a mitzvah to replicate. No chiyuv to replicate the first night like the rest of the eat matzah, the whole thing, but it's a rishus, so it's a rishus to do so, so my sukkah also. So my sukkah the first night is not for Mitzvah, so there's no Ptur Mitzvah, I'll see you the first day and the rest of the time. Ah, Nigra Hedyo, that's if you're sitting in the Sukkah without eating. But if you're eating, then you're just replicating the first night. And just like by Matzah, you can replicate the first night, so too. We don't postulate like this, Kosher Zohar. It's an interesting idea. But that's how he's trying to be matzting, the minig of the Hasidim, that they eat in the Sukkah even when it... even when it's raining. So, and then the last point, is that you'll take a look in the Gra. The Gra explains what's the idea of the water, that the Rebbe's not letting you put the water into the wine. He says because Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is the Zman Din, and Sukkot we try to take the Din and soften it. You know the Kedushas Levi says Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is Tshuva Meira and Sukkot is Tshuva Me'ava, etc. You want to soften the din. So that's the mashal. You have this wine that's very sharp wine, and you're putting some water in it to soften the sharpness of the wine. That's what we said in the Sukkah, we're softening the sharpness of the din. And Rosh Baruch Hu doesn't let us, he's saying, I don't want to soften the din. That's why it's a simple call. But you look in the Aruch HaShulchan, in the page 27, he says only in Eretz Yisrael if it rains is a simon klal. That's what he writes. Amru shezehu al Eretz Yisrael. The last line. Because in Eretz Yisrael, it never rains this season. If it's going to rain in this season, that's a simon klal. In America and other places, it is it's better to rain even this season, so it's not considered a simon klal. Okay, so Rabosa, so we discussed the different shitas, what the Ran shita is, the Tisra Hamatva, the Ritva shita, the Gemara about when you went in, the Machlok is Rishonim, what about the first night, the Kosher Glove's idea, the Minim Hasidim, and so these are some of the basic ideas. We'll return around one-ish and we'll have the second shiur. Okay. Naftali? One second. Wait, Kirk, Naftali, and Harry. Okay, we need to. Would you know how to put it on?